With a high-spec accommodation, all with ensuite facilities and high-quality care for residents provided 24/7 by qualified nurses and carers, Roseville Care Centre provides the perfect home for its residents' emotional, spiritual, social, physical and intellectual needs.
A purpose-built residential care facility in the heart of Ingleby Barwick, Roseville is a care centre which provides facilities to accommodate residential nursing and dementia service users, offering both short and long stay accommodation, as well as respite and daycare.
To find out more, please telephone 01642 30 81 88 or email us at roseville@prestigegroup.uk.com.
Roseville Care Centre. Care to call
From
us
Airwolf,
home.
Magnum PI, and St. Elsewhere, Native Voices and Days of Our Lives, this is Jean Bruce Scott congratulating you on your excellent taste for choosing this station and podcast.
How can you have confidence in your first aider when all they have is a certificate to say that no one ever failed, when you have no information about their skills, and when, according to the Resuscitation Council, 70% of CPR done in the UK is delivered below standard and inadequate? In an emergency, survival and recovery depend on the help you get before paramedics arrive. Wouldn't you rather have first aiders at work who can really save lives? Life aiders can. Go to lifeaidtraining.co.uk for details.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential and nursing care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough, providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential, nursing and dementia service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 22 33 34. That's 01642 22 33 34.
Splendid.
Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Oh, I see. Even now we sort of forget. What is that catchphrase that sort of sends off into all sorts of other areas, etc. Very good morning. It's Southside Broadcasting's Friday special here for Channel 1 as far as the James Cook University Hospital Hospedia list is concerned. Also, of course, on southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. We've got the welcome return of Kayleigh Carr. How are you, Kayleigh?
I'm good, thank you.
Yay! Only one more term / semester to go.
Yeah, no. Then how scary.
I know. You will have your journalism degree tucked away.
I know.
And hopefully exploring a whole new exciting world.
Yeah,
postgraduate
hopefully.
World, exactly, which is wonderful. I make it easy, radio beckons, which is great stuff. Also in the studio, making her debut, because she's in her level one at the University of Teesside, doing media studies. We have Amy Oram. Good morning, Amy.
Hello. Morning.
Your first experience here at Southside Broadcasting, of course.
Yeah.
And what brings you to us today?
I absolutely love radio. Really do.
Okay, that's good. Radio stations that you listen to?
I quite like Radio 1.
Right.
That's quite good.
See, bucking the trend. There's an official line that young people don't really get into radio these days, but I still think it's there in all sorts of ways. Of course, chronologically gifted folks such as myself, we sort of think, that's an interesting line there. Certainly somebody who's always young and sorted in all sorts of wonderful experientially enhanced ways is our ace author extraordinaire, of course, creator of Death of the Elven Man and the Drowners. That would be Jenny Finch. How are you, Jenny?
Hello, Alex. Good morning. I'm fine.
Brilliant. So, yes, there we are. We're reaching you in the wonderful wilds of Saltburn. Is it Saltburn by the sea or Saltburn on the sea or just Saltburn these days? I don't know.
It's supposed to be Saltburn by the sea, but most people go Saltburn by sea.
Well, there we are, you see, just in case, you know, we have our listener in Los Angeles who thinks, where? Or indeed listens. Okay, moving on, Jenny. Triple Whammy approaches the trilogy of the Alex Hastings series. How's it progressing?
Well, I was told by my publishers in press this week that they'd be delighted to publish the third book, which is good news. Mm. And the cover is a lovely image produced by a friend of mine who's a very talented photographer, Sean Cook, which is a bit of a departure from our previous covers. It's a little more abstract and a lot more frightening, I think.
Mm.
So the book is about three chapters from the end. And it will be going to them to be copy-edited at the end of February.
Now, I've already said that this is obviously a very cinematic outline that we've actually got here, but I suspect Amy Oram might not have actually encountered either.
The Drowners or Death of the Elver Man. Is this correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's outrageous, you know. How we actually sort of said, yeah, come along and sit in on the show without actually reading that through. I mean, Kaylee had to work her way through sort of the Brothers Karamazov by Dostoevsky, didn't you, really? Yeah. Oh, just a thought. So would you like to share? In fact, Amy, would you like to find out more?
Go,
Jenny. Explain the plot line for Amy and maybe anyone else who hasn't quite encountered the magic that you've produced so far.
Well, they're crime novels set in the 1980s in Somerset, in the mythical town of High Point, which is not that dissimilar to Bridgewater, and a lot of the action takes place on the Somerset Levels, which are an extraordinary landscape, you have to see to believe. And it follows Alex Hastings, who's a first-year probation officer at the beginning of Elverman, who finds Somerset completely bemusing, being an Essex girl, and gradually has to help her probationers solve crimes, right wrongs, and generally survive the Thatcher years, where what she's doing is being de-skilled, reconstructed, and demolished around her. That's it, I think.
Yeah, I think I suppose really, Amy, from your perspective, a historical drama, but yeah. For those of us who are actually there in the 80s, it was a different line. Kaylee, any questions for Jenny about life, the universe, or maybe what exciting things we can look forward to in 2 weeks from now when we do the next book of the month?
Oh, yes. Live. What is that book?
What is that book, Jenny? Is that, I take it that was the question. What is that book?
Yep, it's Fanny Flagg's Fried Green Tomatoes at the Whistle Stop Hotel, one of my all-time favourites. Another historical drama, also a bit of a crime drama.
Exactly. So that's the critical line from that perspective. And we might sort of invite Amy to actually take up the challenge of reading the book. And join. I mean, I don't know, Amy, are you a keen reader? I mean, you said you love radio. What about literature and things?
Yes,
a nervous laugh. You actually gave me the response to that, which I thought, I'm not sure about this.
Like me.
Kaylee. Nobody could be like you, Kaylee. You know, I mean, you are unique in every sense of the word, you know.
You never end or finish in a booth.
A journalism undergraduate who doesn't read is fantastic, you know. Graduate to be. Brilliant stuff. Jenny, why should Amy actually say, all right, I'm going to take up this challenge. I've got a 2-week period at nearly 330-odd hours. I'm going to read that book and actually take part in the Book of the Month feature. Over to you, Jenny.
Well, for that book particularly, it's quite easy to read. It's broken into small sections, so you haven't got great long big chapters. You've got short bits, so you can engage with each bit. It's also very funny, and its serious side is hidden in a very good story. And if it's a good story, it can carry you along, which I find helps. Reading generally, I honestly don't believe you can be a writer, a really good writer. I'm generalizing, I'm going to get killed for this. If you don't read, because when you read, you learn new things, you see new ideas, you go to new places, you have a new perspective, you learn new words, and you're richer all the time. We are sat in a small pool, and what we experience can be made hundreds of times greater just by dipping in and out of books. There you go.
So has that sold it to you, Amy? Is that anything?
That actually sounds really good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Kaylee will be watching to just check that you actually do this reading.
she'll be
finger on the coast for that. Coming up on the show in a few moments, actually, Jenny, we're going to be speaking to the sales manager, sales marketing officer for Who Do You Think You Are Live? That's David Scholler. Who do you think you are live? It's in the whole field of genealogy and family and so on. I mean, Jenny, you've actually sort of come to civilise the northeast regions from your own background and so on. But I mean, in terms of the Finch family, is it something you've kind of felt, yeah, I want to find out more about that?
I've done a lot of digging into my family background because I was adopted. And I did a lot of searching for my family. I discovered a young man who was almost done for murder. I've got a load of half Maori cousins out in New Zealand, and my grandfather was an 18-year-old sapper at Vimy Ridge during the First World War, so I found some fascinating things.
And what about yourself, Kayleigh? Because other than the fact that we can look forward to all sorts of excitement when a certain Gus Poyet-managed team actually sort of makes its way to play a much finer Manchester City sort of side later on in the Carling Cup, how did you get there?
I have no idea. I was surprised myself.
Did you do your usual thing of actually deciding to actually bet for Manchester United to win? In terms of the Carr household, I mean, did you sort of trace back the generations or sort of like, yeah, I want to find out what my great grandmother was doing?
It is actually something I'd really like to know, but I've just never really found the time to look properly into it, but it is something I'd like to do, yeah, definitely.
It's become so much easier, of course, with computers and processing power actually work through that, but there's still a range of things. Like, Amy, what about yourself? Genealogy? Anything that the Aurum family
I'd like to know, actually, because I know my last name's not really English.
And is it not?
No, it's not.
Oh.
Like my dad's English himself.
Well, I've never had that problem at all, really. There we are.
And then my mum's side of the family is like Italian, so I'd like to know, kind of.
Ah, so.
It'd be quite interesting.
Italian and English.
Yeah.
Yes, well, there we are. We'll be sort of sharing with David Schirler various other bits and pieces. Plus, we've got Minty Steed, yes, back with us. First time this year, actually, talking about creature comforts, pigeons, and indeed the importance of a supermarket that's doing extraordinarily well. Plus, of course, we'll find out what Hayden Fletcher's been doing on his train journeys through the world. Then we've got comedian Joey Page talking about laughter being the best medicine, all this and more on Southside Broadcasting. Of course, Channel 1, as we mentioned, and, of course, on southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. Sister station, of course, the East Midlands station of the Siren 107.3 FM. Kayleigh, what are the last two questions we need to put to Jenny Finch? Actually, before that, how can people get hold of her books? Because that's always important, really, I think, for authors. They like to say, you know, it's all very well talking about the books, but...
Don't ask me.
I'm not asking physically to get hold of the book. I'm just, Jenny, can people purchase your books online or in shops and things?
Yes, they've got them in Middlesbrough Waterstones. Mm. You can buy them from Amazon. And you can get both of the books from on Kindle for a few pennies over £2.
You see, I feel that the Drowners is worth purchasing just for the dedication and acknowledgements alone. You know? I think that's the key thing. I shall say no more, but that's the key thing. Right, have you psyched yourself up for those last two questions? You're sorted now.
We'll go.
Go, Kayleigh, go.
Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us here at Southside today?
Kayleigh, I have, thank you.
Good, and... can we look forward to seeing, hearing from you again in the near future?
I really hope so.
Me, you might almost think there's a bit of production going into this environment. Okay, the show, as far as February is actually concerned, we say this quite categorically around about certainly the 20th, 21st of February, and of course, beyond has to be the fantastically wonderful Who Do You Think You Are Live, which of course takes place in London, and it's just sensational. We sadly couldn't get there last year, but we usually sort of cover it in some way, shape, or form. One of the premier sales directors for said show, which you could ever wish to actually meet in any way, shape, or form, is the equally amazing David Schirler. How are you, David?
I'm well. How are you today?
Oh, very good indeed, and very excited as we look ahead, because we were doing the London Boat Show, of course, a few weeks ago, but I always feel that actually the year starts in earnest, 2014, with this. It's become certainly a marker for grand events, and looking ahead, obviously, to 20th, 21st, I think 22nd, 23rd of February, it is Who Do You Think You Are Live 2014.
Yeah, it's looking to be a very, very good show this year, Alex. We're all very excited about it, and also, as you can imagine, very, very busy as we get so close to the show now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Now, the programme itself obviously helps in various ways, so does the magazine, but I always feel with respect to the show, I mean, the first time round, which was about 4 or 5 years ago, we did a location report there, I was astounded by the passion which we were actually seeing there. I mean, it wasn't just people checking out their DNA, going for the DNA samples. We have lots of visitors from America, as you might expect, coming across to the whole thing, but it's also the localities. You know, we'd have folk from the East Anglia region, from from East Midlands, for a whole range of things. You might even, you know, have folk from the Northeast there. It's amazing. You know?
It's a very, very good show, Alex. The thing is, as you said, people that are looking into their family history are incredibly passionate. Our show is not like any other show that you'd come along to, in that people just don't come along for an hour or two. They're there certainly for the day. And many people actually come to the show for two, maybe even 3 days, because there's so many things they need to find out and so many things they can find out, and, you know, workshops to attend and so on and so forth, that they make a real weekend of it.
In the studio, we have two fine undergraduates, one in her first year, one in her final year. Final year under journalism student is Kaylee Carr.
Yep.
And we have Amy Oram, who's from the media studies area from that point of view. We've just been talking earlier about, obviously, genealogy and finding that. And Amy, you said you're quite interested in finding out your own history of family, etc. You might sort of ask, though, how easy is it to be? How easy is it to dig into your family history? Might you or might you not? Mm. Or do you not? Well, anyway, share with us. Obviously, share with us, David, how easy is it? Because, I mean, I'm just, you know, amazed. The range of experts you have at the show is phenomenal.
It is. I mean, a lot of people do come to the show because they've either got a general interest in their family history. They want to, you know, get started somewhere. And we can cope with that. We can cover that with lots of sort of beginners workshops and so on and so forth. But you do tend to find a lot of people have got so far with their family history and maybe hit the proverbial brick wall, don't quite know where to go next to find out the next stage of their family history. That's where we can help. I mean, we've got over 100 exhibitors at the show. They range, as you say, from a whole number of family history societies from across the UK. We have workshops which are organised by the Society of Genealogists, who do a fantastic job, supported the show magnificently. So there is very little that you can't find. This year, for example, we've got DNA workshops. You can come along and take a DNA test. Last year we covered off the sort of the whole issue of ginger genes. I mean, there's so many things that we can help with. There are experts here that can help you with photo dating. There are experts that can help you with heirlooms that you have. They can point you in the right direction. And it's always the thing with our show that if one person doesn't actually have the answer, they certainly will know someone who actually will be able to help you with that question that you have. Alex, can I just also mention, I just want to make sure that people are aware, this year for the first time the show has actually changed. It's always been historically on a Friday to Sunday, but this year, for the first time, the show is actually on from Thursday to Saturday. It's on from the 20th indeed. To the 22nd of February this year. Yep.
I did notice that, because when we were thinking about what was the best day to actually come down, I thought 4 days. But that's because actually it was too big to fit into 3 days. You needed that extra day.
It is, and also we have a very good relationship with all of our exhibitors and the visitors that come to the show, keep in contact with us throughout the year. And it was very obvious that more and more people were looking to actually, you know, would prefer to come Thursday through to Saturday. And, you know, we listened to people and we took that on board and decided to try it. And it has proved to be the right decision. You know, we've got a very, very high level of interest on all 3 days, so the show is going to be, really is going to be bigger and better than ever.
And the location of the show is?
It's at Olympia, still at the National Hall. It's a very special year, 2014. I'm sure you'll be only too aware.
Well, indeed. I was just going to say that if history already wasn't a sexy subject, it's become even more so these days.
Absolutely.
And you just have to look at the front covers. In fact, our very own Professor Jane Chapman at the University of Lincoln is one of the BBC's advisors in terms of the commemoration of the World War One setup and so on. It is something which is great. It's an interesting thing. We use the term commemoration deliberately because obviously it was such a massive, significant historical package, and you can't really turn around and have a celebration. So what I was interested in terms of, I'm sure they won't mind me sharing this, but our colleagues at the BBC were originally looking to have the same sort of notion that they did with the Olympic flame. I thought, you can't have somebody running around the country with a gas mask and actually sort of waving. It's not going to work at all, really.
Maybe not appropriate, but certainly there's a massive interest in the World War I commemorations. We're very fortunate in that the Imperial War Museum have decided to come along to the show, and they will be showcasing their amazing Lives of the First World War project, which is going to run throughout the next 4 years. It's an opportunity to create a digital record of the millions of men and women that fought in the First World War, and it's something that will be showcased for the first time, so visitors to the show will be very, very privileged in that they will be the first people to actually be able to see what Lives is really about and to talk to the Imperial War Museum people on their stand.
Exactly. Kaylee, questions for yourself? Any thoughts? I think you stunned her, David.
It does sound really interesting.
Our final journalism student, she's got into a state of sort of transcendental shock. Ticket prices are extraordinarily competitive. So, go on, let's share the details. How do people actually get tickets for Who Do You Think
Well,
You Are Live?
They can either call us on our ticket hotline. The number for that is 0844 873 7330, or they can visit the website, which is whodoyouthinkyouarelive.co.uk. There's a whole range of tickets, Alex. In advance, you can buy a standard ticket for just for the day, or a two-day or three-day ticket, or you can buy them on the door. I mean, in advance, a standard ticket for the day is £16, which we feel is really good value for money. There are beginner's tickets, which exactly that. If someone's just making their way into family history, we can provide a sort of a small sort of package for them to help them get their family history research underway. And obviously we haven't mentioned the celebrity theatre. We've got some fantastic celebrities coming along this year, so it's a real opportunity to come along and see some of the people that have taken part in the TV series and find out how they got on, what was their experience when they went through that process.
In fact, Harriet from Golden Goose PR would not forgive me if I went away without mentioning the celebrity folk who are actually going to be there, so go on, name some names, please, David.
Well, we've got Natasha Kablinsky with us on Thursday, the 20th. On the Saturday, we've got Colin Jackson, the athlete, and we've just announced, I mean, it's a fantastic addition to the show, on Friday, the 21st, we've got Larry Lamb, the TV actor, and Alex Graham, the executive producer of the TV series, with one or two other members of the production team coming along. Larry will talk about his experience when he went onto the TV program itself, but Alex and the team from the actual program will be giving a real insight into how the program is put together, how they go about doing the research, and maybe even one or two sort of insights into what might be coming up in the next series. So it's a real not to be missed opportunity to see Larry and the guys from the actual TV program.
Absolutely. Amy, you read media studies at the University of Teesside.
I do, yeah.
Hi there, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
There we are. steady on, obviously. I know there's chemistry there, but enough's enough at this particular stage. From the point of view of your own line, Amy, is this something in terms of media output and programming that you liked? You watched the series? I mean, what are your thoughts all?
I think I'll be quite interested. I mean, it's something that's totally different compared to everything else. I mean, everything that's going on is kind of like fictional dramas and stuff like that. But when you get people kind of think, well, how...
It's reality TV and history as well.
Exactly.
All sorts of other magical things there. David, is how many shows have you actually got under your belt now, actually? Because I mean, I would have thought, presumably you've got it to fine-tuned art in terms of the quality stuff.
I'm fairly new to the company. I think it's about the fourth one that we run, but the show just continues to grow and grow, and the interest continues to grow and grow. We've got exhibits now from all over the world. We've got a fantastic addition to the exhibitor list this year. We've got a genealogy cruise company coming in from Australia. We've got lots of companies from America and Canada. The interest in family history just gets stronger and stronger.
Indeed. Now, all being well, the Midweek Drive Morning Edition team of Gabriella Peralta and our girl from Gibraltar, nice little link there, Ed Wellman and myself and probably Katie Grimerson will be making our way down to see you. So hopefully, will you be around yourself on...
I'll be there every day, Alex. I look forward to seeing you. It's going to be a great show. Wear some strong shoes and plenty of water with you, and there'll be lots for you to see and do.
Oh, splendid stuff. And of course, the web address, if people want to find out more details, obviously you can use search engines to simply go for Who Do You Think You Are Live. But it is...
It's www.whodoyouthinkyouarelive.co.uk.
Exactly. You see, that rehearsal worked so well, David. I thought it was one of the... We were nailing that. No, it's what you call method acting. Give it a slight pause, I said. There, you confuse the listeners thinking he's forgotten. No, he's there all the time.
Oh, dear, don't worry.
David, two final questions. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the show today?
Great time. Nice to talk to you and nice to sort of give you some background on what's coming up with the show.
Fantastic. So I take it then we look forward to meeting up with you again and featuring you in the very near future.
That'd be fantastic. Thanks for talking to me.
How can you have confidence in your first aider when all they have is a certificate to say that no one ever failed, when you have no information about their skills, and when, according to the Resuscitation Council, 70% of CPR done in the UK is delivered below standard and inadequate? In an emergency, survival and recovery depend on the help you get before paramedics arrive. Wouldn't you rather have first aiders at work who can really save lives? Life aiders can. Go to lifeaidtraining.co.uk for details.
With a high-spec accommodation, all with ensuite facilities and high-quality care for residents provided 24/7 by qualified nurses and carers,
Roseville Care Centre provides the perfect home for its residents' emotional, spiritual, social, physical and intellectual needs.
A purpose-built residential care facility in the heart of Ingleby Barwick, Roseville is a care centre which provides facilities to accommodate residential nursing and dementia service users, offering both short and long stay accommodation, as well as respite and daycare.
To find out more, please telephone 01642 30 81 88 or email us at roseville@prestigegroup.uk.com.
Roseville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential elderly and residential EMI service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 223334. That's 01642 223334. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium, 225 grams of magnesium.
Hang on, slow down. One tablespoon.
Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was the recipe?
That's the recipe.
If you
would like a more simple solution, you can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondence from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
So in the world of irritating things, there's nothing that annoys Kayleigh more than an answer machine that sort of just clicks into it. Just, you know, phone rings twice and it's just not connected.
I'm up and down like a yo-yo.
Exactly. It's ridiculous. So never mind. We'll try to get through to... Shall we try her live, you think?
Go on, then. Shall we go
with that? See if things are actually there. I mean, what's the worst that could conceivably happen? Well, the phone
might
could ring.
Might give a bit
exactly.
of luck.
No, exactly. We'll just see what actually happens for the third time round. And carry on from that, really. So are you a country gal in many ways, Amy? Do you like the sights of the countryside? Do you sort of think that the countryside is good, or is it something that's not there?
I like it. I really do. I love quite near it.
I think it's message time. Well, there we are. So we would have been live. We're live with the answer phone. We've already got Amy sort of saying that she quite likes the countryside. So we could have happily talked merrily about Pickering Market, Creature Comforts, Hayden Fletcher's Train Journeys, and Bob Gibson's wonderful stock of new puppies that he's actually got. So, but we can't, because obviously Minty Steen, our countryside correspondent, is not there. Unless she's actually on the other answer phone there. It'll probably stop ringing. I wouldn't actually run there, Katie. I'd sort of let it sort of go. Yeah. I think at this stage, we just think, look, obviously, people like to just, you know, ring a phone. Maybe it's somebody trying to sell insurance.
Should we just leave it next time?
I think so. It's just no point at all. You know? I mean, the other thing is you sort of gear yourself up straight by the telephone and they're never going to ring in anyway, shape or form.
I know, I should sit in there.
Yeah, it's so anyway, let's talk, not necessarily about countryside material. I think we've actually settled the end of the message there, so just eve to that and move on to why Teesside University, Amy? You know, was it because of the locality? Was it because of the course? Why?
I think it was the course. I know it's really good, especially for like the media section. Mm. I found it's really good, especially as its own studio and like radio station as well. Yeah. So that kind of got my eye. But
it's not got it. Well, it's got its internal radio station.
Yeah.
So it's working on that basis. and Kaylee, obviously, you sort of made the choice as well. I mean, is it the locality, the course?
Actually, I'll admit that my first choice was actually Sunderland, because I wanted to stay like as close to home as possible.
Well, it's like Amy did, obviously.
It is, yeah. but obviously, Teesside was my second option, which I got an offer for, and then I end up here. But I've really enjoyed it.
Good.
Really enjoyed it, yeah.
And who knows, the next stage in your routine could be even more exciting in its
own Lincoln, hopefully.
Well, exactly. So it's good stuff. So, what's been your highlight of the course so far as a first year in terms of what you've been doing with media studies? I mean, have there ever been any moments you don't imagine where you thought, what am I doing this for? What is the point?
What's the point? No, I'm quite... It's really, like, I've actually found it really interesting, like, everything what I've done so far, and the fact that they've actually given me the experience to actually do something I actually want to do, which is radio itself. So I think without, obviously, being at uni, I wouldn't have had that experience anywhere. So it's all thanks to them, really.
Well, there we are. Good positive stuff. Higher education is indeed a good thing. Joey Page is a comedian who we'll be speaking to fairly shortly. I'm just pulling up his details here. He spent the last few years actually bouncing around the comedy circuit, supporting the likes of Josie Long and Noel Fielding, and appearing on shows such as the BBC Comedy Marathon, Never Mind the Buzz Talks. Buzz Talks? Buzz Talks. Yeah, that's a long day. Anyway, Joey will be talking about Day and Night Nurse, a new Treat Yourself Better campaign, in which very much the whole notion is that the sound of roaring laughter is far more contagious than any sniffles, sneezes, or various other bits and pieces. So if you've got a cold, or you've got sort of heart sick of telephones going off, giving two rings, and then sort of not working at all. You've got to just, it's like a kettle, just leave it, just go away.
Keep doing two rings, though, and then nothing.
Yeah, well, it's obviously testing the system somewhere. If you have that, perhaps the best thing is just laugh. Laugh and the world laughs with you. That's the important thing. Here's Blur. We don't just have to ramble on about Creature Comforts and Pickering Market and Bob Gibson's puppies and Lou Bevan's pigeons and Hayden Fletcher's Train Journeys, because we're talking about all those things and a supermarket called Lidl, although other supermarkets are available. Minty Steed is back with us. How are you, Minty?
Okay, thank you, Alex.
Good.
It's a very sunny day, viciously cold, but very sunny at the same time.
Well, we're doing a feature on laughter being the best medicine in a few moments of time, and we have Kaylee Carr in the studio and Amy Oram. Were you trying to reach us, Minty, and just ringing for a couple of times? Minty, Minty's not there, basically. Signal wasn't coming through.
Yes, and I was listening in to you, actually.
Well, there we are.
I thought the phone was breaking.
Yes, exactly. Never mind. Okay, so let's get straight to the point here. Creature Comforts, talk to us about these fabulous coordinating things.
Creature Comforter, rather than Creature Comforts. It's she's called Ali, and she puts together herbal mixtures, and they really do work. We can vouch for that one, especially with one, Jess, who actually thought, oh, great, I shall sneak in. And I'll eat that bowl of absolutely beautiful prepared special, what you could describe as invalid food, complete with the special relaxant mixture, you know, to aid the vet relaxing to recover. Mm. And she walked it down.
Just before we actually confuse people even more, Jess, of course, is a
Welsh collie.
Thank you.
And she likes, has a habit of stealing anyone else's food, even though she's been fed.
Typical Welsh collie behaviour, I think.
Absolutely.
It's very sad.
Yes, if she can find it, she'll eat it.
Don't want to stereotype, but please.
She outdid herself with this one, because it was specially prepared for fish, you see. And with the mixture in, so as I say, after she ate that, with it having a St. Bernard dust in it, it took no harm, because you can't overdose on it, but she certainly was relaxed on it.
Okay, so there we are. If you have pets who are getting a little bit sort of concerned, various other bits and pieces, Creature Comforter, obviously a place to
absolutely
go. Okay,
absolutely, because mixtures for absolutely any and all occasions, and fizz has to rest, you see, with an injury, she must rest and stay fairly still, so the relaxant makes her feel very happy and settled, so she's, the less movement she does, the better and quicker she'll recover.
Okay, so well, we hope it all goes well. That's a herbal remedy, which clearly there are others available. But it was just heard a bit of an endorsement from that point of view. So let's talk about Pickering markets then. Have you been wandering around or checking things out there? What's happening at Pickering these days?
Absolutely. Well, it's still as the full traditional market, not quite as large as it used to be because it's been a bit edged out here and there. But Pickering, of course, is essentially a market town. It used to have the cattle market, and of course it was very full at that time on market days. And everyone, but I mean everyone in the area, all arrived, you know, at the market, coming down often once a week, and it was always a thriving, bustling place for doing business, and of course the exchanging of money and the thriving of trade. And so we went round the actual old-fashioned market part that's still on the go, did a tour around Pickering, called in at the Lurcher Rescue, you know, one over in West Yorkshire, they have a shop there, did a second tour around, and then we did the went into the new Lidl store, because there's been such controversy over it, yet, ironically, we were going in, and it was absolutely heaving with people, to see it, the first words we heard were, it's a lot cheaper than da-da-da-da-da, I won't mention the brand names there, but it's a lot cheaper. The other one said, yes, it is, it's not a lot cheaper, and can't you get a lot for your money? And apparently it was so busy on the opening day that not far on into what you described as generally lunchtime for most people, hey ho, they had the 1,000th customer, and this old chap suddenly found himself with the manager in front of him presenting him with an absolute super ultra deluxe colour television. And for being the 1,000th customer, so after all these protestations and massive, we don't want, you know, da da da, and, you know, Pickering's unique, it should be quiet, and which it is not, it's a market town, and market is trade, and trade is business. And it didn't take them long when they opened at 8 a.m. to have the 1,000th customer by lunchtime.
Well, there we are. Quick question in the studio. Kaylee, have you ever been to Pickering?
I haven't, no.
Outrageous. Amy, have you ever been to Pickering?
I haven't, no, but I've been wanting to.
Oh, well, there we are.
Yeah. Well, if you see it in lots of television programmes when they use steam engines and they use the railway station in an awful lot of television programmes, both fictional and fact there. And also, if you've ever seen the heartbeat of any kind of the different eras of Digit, a heartbeat, then you see all the train and all the tracks are always coming to and from Pickering.
Why they cancelled the series, I don't know. But maybe they ran out of tunes. Why they cancelled the series, I don't know. Possibly they ran out of tunes from the 60s.
I mean, it was a very good program, and I'm sure really everybody liked it. It was a better time of the day.
As you said, and we might not, we're beginning to lose you, so it was just going a little bit dodgy there. Let's go to Hayden Fletcher and his train journeys. What's he been doing recently?
Absolutely. Well, Hayden's been on the go again, despite his race injuries when he was knocked over by a motorbike, flung up the side of a tree and ended up with his foot and leg 9/10 torn off because he was, you know, ended up fastened into a branch of a tree. Despite all of that, and as lame as he is, he still gets all over the country on his train journeys. And the latest one's been a 5-day tour, of which he's literally travelled day and night, and only two very small amounts of travel were by coach, otherwise all the rest was trains, right up over both sides of Scotland, back down the other way, over to Chesterfield, back up Leeds Way, back down from Leeds down Chesterfield Way, and then back to Derbyshire. Now, that isn't bad going, is it?
It's a way of transporting and getting around the country. And is he still doing this a charity thing, or is he just doing it for
fun? Yes, he does it for all that sort of thing, yes, and he's travelled literally every railway line, both the old steam ones and the diesel new engines, of course, all over the country, and there isn't a particular place from one of these countries to the other that he hasn't either travelled to, from, or through, that has a railway track.
Phenomenal. Okay, and finally, puppies. Bob Gibson's got some more puppies he wants to talk about.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, Bob Gibson didn't expect to be having more puppies, but several people...
I just put the rejoinder out there. Bob hasn't had the puppies himself. It's been a dog for the actual...
You never know, Bob, with Minty. Look after them. Oh, yeah. Well, stranger things have happened in this world.
But, yeah, a shock for the midwife, but never mind.
Well, my grandmama said that if man had the first, woman had the second, there'd be no such thing as a third baby in a family. So
there you have it.
We'll put it that way. Now, what happens is, you see, I mean, Bob Gibson's dogs do their duty to the female population of terriers in the north of England, and the resulting efforts produce quite a number of puppies. And it is tradition, you either pay a fee or you provide a puppy from the litter. And although Bob did not intend to have puppies for this year, the people who have had the various litters, quite a number of them have presented him with a puppy instead of the fee. So he now has a house full of terrier puppies.
Genius. Well, there you are.
It's great, isn't it? But they'll be there to be sure. It'd be great fun to see him with the puppies during this year's shows.
Oh, well, there we are. And puppies, of course, get into changing dogs every day, but still, never mind. They're not all Hendrickson. Remember, a dog is for life, not just for Christmas. But in the case of Bob Gibson, he does look after the things, which is quite rightly so as well.
Bob does, yes. I mean, he looks after everybody. I mean, one chap had nowhere for his Labradors, left him for a week, and he's had him for 18 months, and he's still looking after him. So Bob looks after all and everything that goes there, yes. And they're marvellously cared for. It's a real doggy haven.
We're going on to find why laughter could be the common cold's worst enemy, and why 3/4 of British people agree a hearty chortle helps them feel better when they have a cold or flu. And there are scientific tests that reveal watching 30 minutes of comedy clips make 7 in 10 people, 70%, feel better. So there we are. It's always good. And I'm sure the same can be said about... Yeah, you are. Exactly. Same can be said about one of Minty's lines.
Different
perspective. Anyway, Kayleigh, last two questions. If she can recover from that, that's outrageous.
Well, I was always told in a man as well as pleasing you can make you laugh at the same time.
There you are, precisely. So, last two questions for Minty, please, Kayleigh.
Have you had a reasonable...
Stick with it, girl. Stick with it.
Go on. Concentrate. Say the words. I'm here. Go on.
Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us here at Southside today?
Well, certainly. And have I not proved that laughter is a good cure for anything that I've said that?
And can we look forward to hearing from you again in the near future?
Oh, yes.
Splendid. Okay, so comedian Jerry Page will be with us very, very shortly. We're just sorting out things with him, their end, their studio end, etc. It's at 11:54. It's all down to precision, basically. Oh, having a laugh. One of those two things. Southside Broadcasting Channel 1 for Hospedia, Kaylee Carr, Amy Aura. Is it Oran or Oran?
Aurum.
Aurum. Aurum. Yeah. Yeah, very good. That's Luke here. Endeavouring to entertain you. So, we were talking about laughter. We were having a laugh in all sorts of ways with our countryside correspondent. Oh, I don't know what she did. Of course, what we didn't actually say, she was doing that phone link from just outside a crematorium. It's amazing what sort of things actually happen in their own way. Somebody who's not in a crematorium now, because they don't do that thing on broadcast in all sorts of magical ways, is our fantastic comedian extraordinaire, who's going to address this whole issue about laughter being the common cold's worst enemy. It is the fabulously, amazingly talented Joey Page. How are you, Joey?
Hello, mate. How's it going? All right.
Oh, hey, laugh. We could have signed up for university degrees. Unbelievable here. Joey, you're very much talking about this whole notion of a recent report that reveals that day and night nurse produce laughter. At the end of the day, having a laugh is the best way forward in keeping up spirits and fighting the flu.
Yeah, basically, day and night nurse did a study where they worked out that 75% of Britons feel better after they've had a laugh. So they've charged me with the task of going around to the three poorliest cities and doing some stand-up on the streets to see if I can make people feel better. So I'm like a sort of emergency laughter GP.
Yeah, I think, Joey, probably you've found your calling in life, and it's what's needed for the next series of Holby City and Casualty. I'll have a word with our colleague, Director Graham Harper, and say they need a comedian in there. Several. Joey, you bring audiences on a whole extraordinary line of entertainment with this. What did you think when you first came across this study? Did you think, oh, well, that's why I obviously never get a cold then, because I'm just so funny?
Well, you say that, but I genuinely never get colds. I thought it was because I eat a lot of blueberries, but it turns out it's just because I'm constantly just having a great time watching other comedians and laughing generally at myself. But yeah, no, I think there is something in it, probably, like makes people, if you laugh, then obviously even for that 1 second you're in a good mood, so that can probably only help things. But whether I'll be feeling like that after I've done 3 days on the streets just accosting people at random, we sure have to wait and see.
Well, I mean obviously we've got in the studio a media studies student from the University of Teesside, and I'm sure that you would not endorse, or your lecturers wouldn't endorse you just accosting people at random and trying to make them laugh, would they? No, exactly, that's the point. So, Joey, what's the line? Because sometimes, and I'm sure you know, when you actually deal with street theatre, and you know, the public sometimes, they get a bit frightened. They think, well, what's going on here? And then, of course, you've got the ones who don't get frightened and get so insanely sort of wrapped up in the whole thing that they want to marry you. But what's your approach?
I've not had any marriage proposals yet, but I'd like to think I'm quite an amiable young chap. I'm sure that no one's going to be too scared of me, but in an ideal scenario, if I can call a little small group of people and give them a little 5-minute dose of stand-up, then I've got a good feeling that it's going to be quite an exciting little experiment.
You mentioned you're going to the three miserablest cities in Britain, the three least the unhappiest ones. Can you share them with us, or is that a case of you?
No, absolutely. the study was, this is the place where you're most likely to catch a cold. Yeah. It's London, where I'll be on Monday.
Typical.
Cardiff, where I'm going to be on Wednesday.
I'm not surprised.
And Edinburgh, which I will be visiting on Friday. So if you do find yourself in one of those places, come and see a guy running around with an amplified backpack, and it'll be a very unique experience indeed, I should imagine.
And are you a Londoner yourself, Joey? I mean, is London home from home, or is it a case of no, I've never been in the place?
Yeah, no, I live in South London, so I'm there most days, so I know firsthand what it's like, people packed into trains and tubes and stuff. It's no wonder that people are always catching colds and things off of each other. So I'll be jumping on a few buses and just sort of running around trying to give people a little bit of excitement in their day.
You see, I always thought that one of the most intriguing experiences when I was a student at London University was the number 37 bus trip from Richmond through to Peckham. It's phenomenal. I thought all human life was there. Sometimes on the top deck you actually got high just through actually sort of breathing. It was amazing, you know. But I think that was a different issue.
Was you travelling into university from your plush pad in Richmond, or the reverse?
I was actually travelling from a sort of from university to actually do stuff on a radio station. It was a whole area. But you know, do you know number 37? No, I won't even go there. It's ridiculous. Kaylee, any questions that you might have for Joey, the main man, who we're fortunate enough to say have on the show? Any thoughts? I mean, he's made me feel better just by talking to him.
I know, yeah, definitely me as well.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is how you kept a comedy marathon going, Joey. I can tell.
I think.
What happens though, Joey, if this is so successful, which I'm sure it will be, that people say, we need you on the NHS. You know, is it going to be a case of Joey Page available on prescription only?
Well, prescriptions are pretty expensive nowadays, so if I get a good cut of that, I'm more than happy.
Critical.
Probably more than I am from going around doing comedy clubs, so yeah, I'm up for that, if it works. If you just go and see your doctor and ask for me, I'm sure he'll put you in touch.
Joey, we'll start the campaign now. I'll get Rachel on the case, she'll be there, because I know she loves the last two questions, which I'm going to throw at you now. First of all, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on Southside Broadcasting today?
I've had a very great time. I've never, ever been introduced as a man not coming to you from outside a crematorium, so I can stick that in my book first.
And that, my friend, is why we like to sort of just go that little bit more than our BBC and local radio colleagues. You know, that keeps that's why Siren FM, of course, our sister station, was East Midlands Radio Station of the Year. Anyway, that's by the by. Next critical question, Joey, is can we possibly prevail upon you to join us again in the not-too-distant future and
absolutely
connect us with us again? A round of applause for Joey, please. Yes!
And, they're going to be making a video of what I get up to, so if you don't make it to one of the free places, you can watch the video from a nice warm home somewhere. It'll be on the Day and Night Nurse Facebook page, which is obviously facebook.com/dayandnightnurse, so you can check out the video.
I fail to use trendy language. I should like it already, but I will. That's amazing. Joey, it's been a genuine delight connecting with you, good self, today, and all the very best with respect to that. Cardiff, Edinburgh, London, I'll be intrigued to see the sort of... I mean, this could actually keep the kingdom united. You know, forget the Scottish Revolution. You know, remember, with the Scottish vote later on in the year, Joey, wealth of responsibility rests on your shoulders. This could tip the balance.
Oh, no, don't put me under too much pressure. I'm very grateful.
I'm sure Alex Salmon and David Cameron, they will be watching. Joey Page, we salute you. Take care now.
Take care, mate. Thanks.